Culture.
Book Review. A History of Madrid. Travel and Leisure. Madrid. By Luke Stegman.
Rome has captured the imagination for millennia, London and Paris for centuries, and Berlin for decades. But another major European capital has attracted similar attention only in recent years. Madrid, by Luke Stegman, an Australian historian, aims to explain why the Spanish capital's profile is rising. This is not the first English-language history of the city, but in a curiously thin field, it is the most ambitious chronicle of a city elbowing its way to Europe's front rank. Madrid is not the ancient heart of its country, like Paris or London. Its old buildings are few. It became the capital only when King Felipe II made it the seat of his court in 1561. The king did not record exactly why, though there are many theories. Its central location was a bonus, and it lacked powerful rivals to the king. Nearby Toledo had an influential archbishopric. Madrid was not quite a backwater village, as is sometimes said, but it is the only European capital with an Islamic foundation. Muslims built up a humble village, Meirut, into an important fortified town against counter-attacking Christians around the mid-10th century. Those not mad about Madrid often repeat a slander that it is merely a beneficiary of its status as the seat of government, forever taking more from the rest of Spain than it gives back. Mr. Stegman argues this is not the case. From the 16th to the early 19th century, as Madrid went from improvised capital to centre of the world's biggest empire, artistic star power followed the political kind. Few places at any time in history can match the cultural output of Madrid in the Siglo de Oro, a golden age, coinciding with the rise and decline of the Habsburg dynasty that featured Diego Velázquez on canvas and Miguel de Cervantes and Félix Lope de Vega on the page and stage. The next centuries saw Spain's decline as a global power, but Madrid still drew geniuses, including Francisco Goya, to the court. Mr. Stegman's book is filled with pen portraits showing how Madrid has both bred fine minds and made the careers of arrivals from elsewhere. Spain is not short of great cities, but the trajectories of Velázquez from Seville and Goya from Zaragoza seem improbable without Madrid. Among the achievements of the book is to situate the city in European cultural currents, rather than treating it as some kind of Iberian exception. Spanish kings have also ruled big chunks of Europe, which is one reason the Prado Museum is so well stocked with works by Bosch, Rubens, Titian and others. Today, Madrid is drawing ever more tourists. The Prado is only the most famous of several outstanding museums. Meanwhile, migrants from the rest of Spain continue streaming in, thanks to the capital's increasingly dominant economy. Readers looking for dates and designers of this tourist attraction and that neighbourhood, however, will have to consult a guidebook or Wikipedia. Madrid also has surprisingly little to say about the internationalisation of the economy, or the city's ambition to be a capital, if not the capital, of the wider Spanish-speaking world, attracting huge numbers of Latin Americans. But still, this is an impressive century-spanning urban biography. The author is interested in the irrepressible flow of life through the city, from peasants washing offal in streams in the 13th century to King Felipe IV travelling by gondola in the underground waterways to see his mistresses in the 17th. More authors are surely planning tributes to London and Paris. This is not Madrid's last comprehensive chronicle and tribute, nor should it be.